I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 4th. A Quincy woman has been sentenced to 3 years probation and ordered to pay over $93,000 in fines after pleading guilty to fraudulently receiving Social Security disability benefits. 41-year-old Crystal Jesu Maria admitted that she stole $93,600 in Social Security benefits by failing to report her 2013 marriage and lying to the Social Security Administration about her marital status. Jesu Maria had been receiving disabled adult child benefits since 2005, and married individuals are not eligible for those benefits. Officials say Jesu Maria, in an affidavit, claimed that her husband was a friend or a roommate and continued to deny the marriage when confronted by a Social Security representative in 2022. She was charged last year and pleaded guilty to one count of misdemeanor theft of government money. A Quincy Center bar is closing. Patty Barry's will close on April 19th after 27 years in business. In a social media post, owner Jerry Hanley says that he's closing the pub on Hancock Street with a heavy heart. Hanley has been fighting an eviction notice for the past year as property owner LBC Developers of Boston wants to tear down the building and put up a six-story, 215-unit apartment complex. Hanley claimed he had a 5-year extension with the previous building owner and sued LBC for $1.3 million. LBC repeatedly denied that they had breached the contract. That case is still pending in Norfolk Superior Court. Late last month, Quincy's Early College High School Pathway Program wrapped up its second annual Early College High School Saturday Prep Program, an introduction to the popular pathway for 44 of Quincy's 7th and 8th graders identified as likely to enroll once they enter high school. For 5 Saturdays in March, the students who were nominated for the prep program by their middle school principals and assistant principals attended a series of enrichment sessions at Point Webster Middle School that featured courses in communications, leadership, statistics, STEM, technology, and college and career readiness, all designed to give middle schoolers a sense of college-level coursework. The students also took part in a program-wide community service project, assembling 200 hygiene kits for donation to Father Bill's in Mainspring. Quincy's Early College High School Pathway Program, a collaboration between Quincy Public Schools and Quincy College, is now in its 4th year and has served almost 1,000 students from Quincy's 2 high schools. The 2024-2025 academic year is the first in which 9th graders participated. The Quincy Public Schools and Quincy 400 are sponsoring a historical walking tour tomorrow. As part of the Quincy 400 celebration this year, students and adults will take part in the free walk that begins and ends at Adams Field and visits 17 historic sites such as the Adams Mansion, the Dorothy Quincy Homestead, Hancock Cemetery, Old City Hall, Thomas Crane Library, and Adams Academy, among others. The walk will end at Adams Field, and participants will collect stamps at each location to be put into a passport book. Students in grades K through 8 who bring their completed passport book to class will be entered into a raffle for a special prize. Complimentary long-sleeve t-shirts will be available for all walkers, and there will be cupcakes and bottled water available. The walk starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The new clubhouse at the Furnace Brook Golf Course in Quincy will open to the public tomorrow. The new clubhouse will include a restaurant operated by the Fours, a bar, a pro shop, covered deck, indoor cart storage, locker rooms, and 4 golf simulators that will be open year-round on a first-come, first-served basis. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum at the Lions Turning Mill will be open Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. A PowerPoint presentation will be shown at 1 p.m. by Quincy archaeologist Dick Musroll, with pictures of his discovery of the Granite Railway. And the Turning Mill will be open for self-guided walking tours. Admission is free. The Thomas Crane Public Library and Quincy Center will celebrate National Library Week from April 6th through the 9th. Next Tuesday, the public's invited to participate in local library trivia about the Thomas Crane Library and the legacy of libraries throughout history and around the world. The event will be held Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. in the historic Richardson Building of the Main Branch in Quincy Center. The event is geared toward adults. However, all ages are welcome. Children must be accompanied by a parent or guardian at all times. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office hosting a veterans-focused House to House for Heroes event tomorrow, Saturday, April 5th, in Weymouth. Volunteers will visit the homes of veterans to share vital information about resources and benefits. Anybody interested in volunteering tomorrow can contact the Sheriff's Office at norfolksheriff.com or call 781-329-3705. Victoria Fallon, the school nurse at Quincy's Clifford Marshall Elementary School, has been nominated to throw out the first pitch at a Boston Red Sox home game later this spring. The Red Sox will hold Nurse Appreciation Night at Fenway Park on May 22nd. 10 nurses will be recognized on the field prior to the game that night. One nurse will get to throw out the first pitch. Voting to determine which nurses are recognized that evening and who throws out the first pitch ends this coming Sunday, April 6th. Fallon, who was second in voting as of March 31st, said it would be an honor to represent Quincy at the game. Fallon was a registered nurse at South Shore Hospital and is now back in school earning her master's in nursing education. Voting for Fallon ends this Sunday. You can search online for Red Sox Nurse Night to cast your vote. Check of business news this morning. Stocks tanked yesterday. The Dow sank 1,679 points. The NASDAQ dropped 1,050, and the S&P fell 274. World shares also slid further after President Trump's tariffs sent shudders through Wall Street at a level of shock unseen since the pandemic pummeled world markets 5 years ago. The dollar fell, the euro is lower, and oil is at $65 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Orioles 8-4 and have their home opener at Fenway at 2:10 this afternoon against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Celtics will be hosting the Phoenix Suns tonight at 7:30. Canadiens beat the Bruins 4-1. The Bees will host Carolina tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy and mild, high of 65. For tonight, cloudy and a low of 41. Tomorrow, some clouds and some showers, cooler, with a high tomorrow of 46. Showers on Sunday, high 58. Light rain on Monday, high 47. For the boater, waves about a foot, a northwest wind at 10, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 5:26 p.m. Sunrise 6:20, sets at 7:13. And a traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, April 4th.